The National Football League will crown its champion this Sunday in Atlanta when the Patriots and Rams play in Super Bowl 53. Except for the general shape of the pigskin, this year's Super Bowl will hardly look like that first one over half a century ago. Hello, everyone. This is Sports and Commentary. My name is Greg Stewart. Thank you very much for tuning in, and thanks for your support of Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. Those tax-deductible gifts help to sponsor the show, and you can learn more at WWIB.com. The Super Bowl is expected to generate almost $16 billion in spending this year, with over 100 million people watching on TV worldwide. And it all started in 1967 when the Packers beat the Chiefs in Super Bowl I. And former Green Bay wide receiver Carroll Dale, at age 80, is with me from his hometown of Wise, Virginia. Played college ball at Virginia Tech, drafted by the L.A. Rams, spent 5 years with that ball club before being traded to Green Bay, and then went back to the Coliseum to play the Chiefs in Super Bowl I. So, Carroll, when you see what's happened to this event this Sunday, Super Bowl 53, the Rams and the Patriots, and its humble beginnings when you played back in the 1960s in Super Bowls 1 and 2, what do you think?
Well, it has, grown in popularity, and some of the expansions have been good. Some of the halftime shows I personally could do without. but it's, it's the championship of pro football, and so it's still a great event, a challenge, because it's kind of like Coach Lombardi. Of course, I wasn't there, and I was in Los Angeles in the early 60s playing against the Packers, and then I was, like you mentioned, I was able to be fortunate enough to get traded to Green Bay, and we won 3 world championships in a row, and 2 of those being the first 2 Super Bowls. And so you really you have to admire, the Coach Lombardi winning 5 world championships, and in that 60s, and then New England, and now you have to, whether you like them or not, you have to respect them for what they've accomplished. And so Belichick has to have somewhat of the same mentality that Coach Lombardi had, and that was that the expectation when you come here is that you're going to give it everything you have, and if you work together and work hard, why, you've got a chance of being a world champion.
Yeah. I saw the other day, Carroll, that a mint condition ticket from that first Super Bowl that you played in the Packers and Chiefs at the L.A. Coliseum was up for auction. Starting price, $60,000. $60,000 for that ticket. Remember what the actual admission price was for Super Bowl I?
Well, the price, I think, was 8 and 12. I've got some duplicates or something, but when we had the first Super Bowl, of course, that was the AFL versus NFL, and NFL didn't want to acknowledge the AFL, but I guess they started getting better teams and better athletes and so forth. And so Coach Lombardi, his speech was that we were not, that this game was different, in that we were not only representing our families and the Green Bay Packers, that we were, in this game, representing the entire NFL. And he recommended that we keep our mouths shut and not give anybody any bulletin board material, and which ended up Kansas City, Freddie Williamson did come out and say that Carroll Dale and Boyd Dowler, definition of the hammer would be different after the game, because he was known as the hammer. which meant, I think, was that he came up and put a forearm on the head of the receivers, or hit you hard. So when he tackled Donnie Anderson and kind of knocked him out a little bit, in the highlight film it shows Willie Wood saying, "That's the hammer," went down. And so, but anyway, the basic idea was that we had extra pressure and representing the entire NFL as well as our normal representation. And Coach Lombardi definitely wanted us to respect them and get ready in preparation. And that was his, really one of his strong points, that he, if he thought that the team might not respect their opponent, why, he started early in the week, making sure that we had respect and our preparation was such that he knew that anything can happen, and it's always a danger when you're playing a team you're supposed to win, that you don't respect them and don't get ready, and you just can't get ready the day of the game if you haven't prepared in the right way.
Yeah. All right, Carroll Dale, one of the receivers for the Green Bay Packers in those first Super Bowl years. My guest, he's 80 years of age down in Wise, Virginia, where he grew up. And tell you what, Carroll, let's plan on getting together next time. I'd like to have you recall that Sunday game against Dallas, the Ice Bowl, famous Ice Bowl at Lambeau Field, because weather conditions up here are pretty similar to that day, with about 48 below with a wind chill. So we'll visit about that, I think, next time when we get together here on Sports and Commentary. Thank you for being on the program today. Appreciate it very much. God bless you. We'll talk soon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.